What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you'll never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to this embarrassment over at MSNBC with Lawrence O'Donnell, it turns out that Alyssa Milano got caught up in that whole thing. Because apparently she was using the story about how Trump's loans are being held, at least in part, by these Russian oligarchs with connections to the evil Vladimir Putin. And she went and out there trying to shame Trump supporters. How can you support Trump when he's obviously, under the sway of Vladimir Putin? And of course, the story has now blown up. Lawrence O'Donnell got hoaxed by a user on 4chan, didn't check his facts, just went with it. And Alyssa saw it, said, hey, this looks good. I can use this to attack Trump supporters, and just went with it. And it's turned into a huge embarrassment because these people have forgotten the rules of real journalism, which is multiple sources, everything confirmed. You check your facts. You don't just go with wild rumors. We've got too many wild rumors. And we don't get the facts here. Now, I'll give you a good example. They just recently had the hearing to formally end the charges against Jeff Epstein, now that he is, in theory, dead. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. And apparently 30 victims of Epstein testified at the hearing, and the media ignored it. No. We're going to go with the story about Trump's loans being held by Russian oligarchs. So, apparently over at the European Central Bank, they're looking at a new stimulus plan. Seeing a lot of stuff about the economy, tariffs affecting the market negatively, people getting laid off. They've got good bosses, but everyone's concerned the economy is going to take a downturn. And the PC police are back over there at George Washington University, where the school administrators have given it to students who protested against the school's mascot, Colonial. And it used to be called Colonial Central. Now they're going to rename it the Student Services Hub, because Colonial means oppression. You know, go back and look through history. At some point in history, everybody has oppressed everybody else. The Vikings oppressed the Europeans oppressed each other, the Romans oppressed everybody. It's just ridiculous. Oh, excuse me. Now, apparently the College Board announced that it had abandoned plans to add a so-called adversity score to the Scholastic Aptitude Test, the SAT. And David Coleman, who's CEO of the College Board, insists he listened to thoughtful criticism of the proposal, which presumed to measure student hardship by tabulating socioeconomic data, such as average family income, crime rates, educational attainment in the applicant's neighborhoods. But on closer examination, the College Board seems to have preserved the misbegotten adversity score under a different name. And so basically, when your kid goes in to take the SAT, they could actually lose out to another student who simply ranks higher on the, oh, woe is me, my life's adversity is higher than yours. Apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made this bizarre video. Well, she's making a lot of them. That one basically dissing the World War II generation. But she's made another video admitting climate change wakes her up at night. And she's also worried about diseases escaping the melting glaciers. Now, there is some legitimate science there that buried in those glaciers, there could be ancient microbes that as the glaciers reach the edge of the shore and they calve into icebergs, could be released, but it's remote. It's a remote possibility. But for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this is what worries her. Germs and icebergs. Okay. Somebody's actually done some research saying that fake news stories do cause some real damage, that voters will form false memories. They'll think they actually witnessed whatever it was. We know about false memory syndrome. It's a real problem. And the other problem is that very often they'll miss their attractions. Now, I'm not watching MSNBC, so I don't know Florence O'Donnell is doing more than just one apology. Obviously, the other networks are carrying the story because it makes them look good by comparison. But we've seen in the past when media gets caught in a huge lie. I mean, the lie gets the banner headline above the fold. Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. And when it finally becomes obvious that was a lie, the retraction is buried on page 37 underneath the obituaries. Apparently, Rashida Tlaib came out with a tweet that denounced America and apparently the Declaration of Independence. Now, them's fighting words, Rashida. You don't mess with the Declaration. It's not a functioning part of our government anyway, so it's irrelevant. Okay. Apparently, YouTube just took down 100 videos produced by Prager University, which in turn has sparked a lawsuit. Now, we know that YouTube is taking down videos of conservative content, health content, vaccine criticism. But apparently, they took down activist posts. But apparently, Prager University is considered a liberal school. They've had their videos removed. They're taking legal action to try and determine once and for all what is the mechanism that's at play at these social media companies that determines what does and does not get cut and censored? Because nobody seems to know. It does seem at times rather arbitrary. Maybe it's another case of a dartboard. Whew, this video gets to say, whew, that video goes, whew, that video gets to stay, so forth and so on. Getting back to the world of political correctness, Marvel Studios has basically going to launch the next film series, The Eternals, will include Marvel Comics' first openly gay superhero. My instinct is telling me this will not do very well. And again, for the reason I said earlier in the show, I don't care if somebody's gay. I just don't want to have it constantly being shoved in my face. I don't know about you, but I go to movies to be entertained. I want to laugh. I want to enjoy a fantasy. I want to see an alternate universe like Avatar. I don't want to go to a movie and have political correctness and social justice just blasted at me like we're in some kind of sick 1984. So, no, I will not be going to see this movie. Anyway. Apparently, Ilhan Omar's affair with a married DC consultant is coming back to haunt her. And the wife of Omar's lover has filed for divorce, insisting that her marriage was ultimately destroyed by the tryst between the congresswoman and her husband. Previous reports claim that Omar dumped her own husband earlier in the summer. Boy, they're just switching all over the place here. And I think the comment I made earlier in the show applies here. I don't approve of that kind of behavior. And but I think it's silly to talk about kicking somebody out of Congress for adultery, because if you were going to do that, you'd pretty much empty out the building. That's just the reality of political life out there. Okay. Apparently, NBC News has had to correct yet another fake story about Donald Trump. Boy, what has actually happened? Apparently, Dave Chappelle is in trouble with his latest Netflix comedy special. Dave Chappelle, he does tell the truth. We will grant him that, but it does get him in trouble. Earlier, we were talking about the Chinese student who wanted to bring in a bulletproof vest to the U.S., and customs wouldn't let him into the country, and how upset they were. And I was saying, you know, bulletproof backpacks are being sold for kids. But apparently, according to this story, the bulletproof backpacks are failing the tests. They're really not as bulletproof as the advertising says. Well, again, in this day and age in the United States, hardly anything is what the advertising says it is. But if you're talking about spending the kind of money it takes to buy bulletproof anything, and by the way, you need to keep in mind that Kevlar does not have an infinite lifespan. It's good for maybe at most 5 years. And after that, it's got to be replaced. But you're buying a bulletproof backpack because you think it's going to keep your kid safe. And I'm sure from the manufacturer's point of view, they're thinking, this thing's never going to get shot at anyway. It's, you know. It's dishonest here. Okay. Apparently, the FBI is raiding the homes of the United Auto Workers Union bosses, part of a corruption probe. And I would say this is probably tangled in with some of this business about where auto plants are going to be built. Part of this whole tariff deal. Okay, here's another case of a story that got out there before it should. Trump administration ending automatic citizenship for U.S. troops, children born abroad. And everybody just went, horror of horrors, how could you do that? And again, it turned out this was another bogus story that just got out there. It's almost like corporate media is out there saying, if it makes Trump look bad, go with it. Don't bother fact-checking it. Just get it on out there. And if we have to apologize, we'll do it in a little, it's kind of a meek little voice here coming back from commercial. That's not news. That's propaganda. Apparently, up in British Columbia, they're going to require parents to vaccinate their children despite the history of adverse effects. And apparently, parents will be required to submit their children's vaccination records if attending a public school. And people are concerned because some of these vaccines do have adverse effects. One of the big problems we have with our current medical industrial complex is this one-size-fits-all approach to medication, whether it's vaccines or cures or psychiatric medication. But we're all different biochemically, and the medicines are going to affect us differently. That's why at the end of a pharmaceutical commercial on TV, you're going to hear this voice saying, well, if you take our medication, it might do this, and it might do that, and it might lead to this, because they understand everybody is slightly different. But by golly, when we get that assembly line up there for that vaccine, we're just going to shoot that stuff into everybody's arm because it's making money, and the pharmaceutical companies are great supporters of campaigns, apparently up in Canada, as they are down here. Well, we mentioned this the other day. Apparently, Costco opened their first store in China, and they literally got shut down by the police because the crowds just got so out of control. Seems very un-Chinese, I think. Okay, Hurricane Dorian is intensifying as it heads toward the Florida coast. All righty. Apparently, Eric Trump is going to sue MSNBC over the Lawrence O'Donnell report. I think he should. And I hope that he wins. Because somebody's got to make an example and get the corporate media back to serving the public interest and not just corporations and politicians here. Okay. More renewed push for term limits. I think members of Congress should have just two terms, 4 to 6 years, followed by 10 to 20. So Eric Trump is going to sue here. Don't you just love this kind of stories? Apparently, this man in Maryland, Leon Houghton, resident of Bowie, Maryland, spent nearly 3 months in jail when airport customs officials mistook his bottles of honey from Jamaica as liquid meth. They didn't bother testing it. They just said, oh, that's liquid meth. You're going to jail. 82 days in jail. Still have not apologized. Man, that Jamaican honey, God, watch out for that. Anyway, let's see. Apparently, President Trump's personal attorney, Charles Harder, has now fired off a letter to NBC Universal warning that a defamation suit will be forthcoming if NBC Universal did not offer a retraction and apology for Lawrence O'Donnell's story that Russian oligarchs co-signed loans to Trump. Lawrence just stepped in it. He got hoaxed by a 4chan user. He just stepped in it. All righty. You know, it's interesting. Fox News was commenting on this earlier, where the New York Times has once again made changes to the online version of an article when leftist critics felt they needed to add more spin, in this case, adding racist references. Oh, no, there's not enough racism in this story. And the New York Times said, yeah, okay. Well, okay, then fire the editorial staff of the New York Times and let the leftists, you know, work in the copy room. That's basically what they're allowing to happen. Is they're letting the newspaper being written by the public. Well, hey, that's what the internet used to be for. It's amazing here. All righty. Apparently, distracted driver cameras are the new rage, where they're going to be peeking through your windshield and making sure that your eyes are firmly on the road. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Ken in New York. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to mention something about what you were just talking about as far as pharmaceutical goes. There's another little passage that I've found in most medications, even insulin, where there's like a statement. It says something to the effect, the exact mechanism by which this occurs is unknown. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have. I've gotten into reading a lot of package inserts over the last ever since I had my pneumonia. They're putting out products that they don't actually know how they work. They just have a body of evidence that says, you know, when we shoot this chemical into this person, sometimes they feel a little better. And that's what they go to market. And it's getting harder and harder to tell the difference between the traveling Wild West medicine show salesman and the modern pharmacist. They're both out there just pushing these products of dubious efficacy, of possible, you know, harm, and it's all for the money.
If I could add something to it, during the 1990s, the mid-90s, I worked at a place that was engaged in making equipment for the Human Genome Project, for one thing.
Okay.
That's what I was working on, high-voltage power supplies. And the other thing that other people were working on were something called drug discovery. And what they ended up doing is they always had, they're always trying, one company was always trying to make a bigger centrifuge than another. And near the end of the, say, the 1999 in that area, they were starting to come out with centrifuges that could hold 300, up to 300 test tubes. And I said, what does it take that many, you know, smart rear end than I am? How many different mixtures do you have to make before you get lucky?
Yeah. Sort of like a giant roulette wheel. You know, let's see if we've got something. And
it actually looks like, yes. All right, that's all I have. Good night.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, Ken. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Still keeping an eye on Dorian, which that last report is strengthening. And again, if you are anywhere along that Florida coast, please take this one seriously. You know, get inland, get your supplies, and, you know, you're already under a state of emergency. All righty, getting on back to the news here. Let's see. Okay, we talked about this before, but this is a different story and the same thing. The FBI crime lab is examining two cameras from the area outside Jeffrey Epstein's cell, which reportedly malfunctioned the night that he died. And the two cameras would have had a view into the Manhattan jail cell where Epstein died. Now, one camera malfunctioning on that critical night, maybe. Two cameras, the two cameras that had a view into his cell, malfunctioning on that night. You know, you don't have to be Fellini to figure this one out. Everybody's out there on gun control all over again. Apparently, a lot of gun owners are feeling that the GOP support is kind of, you know, soft. And that the GOP is starting to switch over to the left regarding gun rights. That's kind of a scary situation here. So, more self-defense gun stories. Apparently over at Yale University, there's a professor out there insisting that the Darwinian theory of evolution cannot explain the origin of species, even though that was the name of the book. And every once in a while, we'll see this where somebody will come on out and say, no, Darwin's theory of evolution shows how species change, but there had to be a god, or they had to be intelligent design. And folks, all it takes is that first self-replicating molecule. All right, we're going to take another phone call. We're going to wait until after the commercial break on this one here. And meanwhile, apparently it has now become an open secret that these fake pictures of the burning Amazon that celebrities are waving around to scream about global warming are 30 years old, and that the actual fires in the Amazon are not that big a deal. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercial. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right to the phones here to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Just what you were saying about now the, with Epstein and the quote and unquote unworking cameras. Okay. Now, let me tell you something. If these cameras weren't working, okay, this is a very high-profile inmate, maybe the most high-profile in the country, maybe in the world at the time.
Yeah.
The shift commander, which would probably, I would say, I'm not sure how it works in federal prison, but it would probably be a captain or a lieutenant, would have been completely aware that that camera was not working and would have assigned officers to watch this guy 24/7, especially since it was night. He would have, they would have been at his cell watching him. And he would have been making very well sure that these guys didn't fall asleep either. He'd have put the best, his best officers on it, the most reliable officers, and he would have still made sure that would have that was the case. And he would have gotten those directly from the warden.
Yeah, okay? Epstein was under suicide. Epstein was under suicide watch, which is where you have two officers watching him 24 hours a day. But Epstein's own lawyers requested that he be taken off suicide watch. Right. And that's another clue to me that this whole, you know, suicide thing was you know, a fake, a hoax.
Exactly. But enough, but he still was in administrative segregation area of the prison. That means a third. Yes. I believe that's pretty universal in corrections. That means every 30 minutes he was to be monitored. Okay. And in a case like Epstein, you know, like I said, a very high profile inmate, they would have been watching him a lot closer than that if they wanted to keep him alive. Look, I'll give you an example. Look at Weinstein, right? Now, he's on bail.
Yes.
But every time, if you notice, every time he goes to court, now that's state court, New York State, they protect it. I mean, he's got officers all over the place protecting him, okay? I mean, they're filling the halls just about, filling the courtroom and everything else, watching. If the state or the federal government or any other portion of the government wants to keep somebody alive, they'll keep them alive, okay? This is all a bunch of garbage. I believe, like you said, I believe he either was murdered, one, or he might have been smuggled out of the prison. Maybe he may be in Tel Aviv right now, okay? Maybe with
I think the latter. I think the latter, because if he was murdered, a man like that is going to have dead man switches that would be released and burn some of the top names. So in point of fact, I think he's still alive.
I have my opinion about 50-50. I'm not really sure. I certainly think it's a very good possibility. He worked for the Mossad. The Mossad usually likes to protect their own people. Okay.
Yes.
It's not that they'll they rubbed out his father or something like that. I'm not so sure about that. As long as he cooperated with them, I get the feeling that they would have done everything they can to protect, to bring him back to Israel. And, you know, they've got their stooges there in the U.S. government, the CIA, the FBI, the Justice Department, with Barr. Barr, I believe, is nothing but he's a cleanup man for the, they call it the deep state. I call it the empire, the evil empire that's actually hijacked the country. Okay, that's what Barr is. He's a cleanup man. He wanted to keep Epstein alive, he'd be alive. El Chapo, that's another one. El Chapo was well protected, including going on his way to court, going to court. I mean, he had U.S. Marshals, federal protective officers, you name them, watching him, okay? They, you know, and in prison, he was well watched. He was well protected also. It's a very high security prison. They get a lot of high profile type inmates at the MCC, and nothing happens. Okay, now here with Epstein first, you know, a so-called suicide attempt, and then next thing you know, a couple of weeks later, the man's supposedly dead. I mean, come on, right?
Yeah.
The thing, they're taking us for stupid. The government is taking us for stupid. They are going to understand, American people aren't that dumb. We are not going to let this happen. We're not going to keep on letting this happen, okay? What they did, you see how they're manipulating the election now, what they did to Tulsi.
Yes.
They're doing everything they can now to pull out all the stops to protect themselves. But we the people got to be vigilant. We really do. We've got to understand what these people are about. Now, what they're going to do with these two officers that supposedly fell asleep, they're going to make examples of and blame the whole thing on them. Okay? Nonsense. This was the empire protecting itself, protecting its interests, protecting its connections to Israel and connect, because imagine if it came out that Israel was conducting a blackmail operation and people really found out about it. You know, there's no way to be able to continue to send all our so many weapons and money and everything else to Israel, and even get to the point where if Israel starts a war with Iran, U.S. might very well be involved. We shouldn't be, but nothing would surprise me. People found that out, that there was the truth about this was a blackmail operation by the Mossad. All bets would be off. There's too much at stake. The empire had to act, and they acted. And that's, they either killed him or they smuggled him out to another country, most likely Israel. That's all I got to say, Mike.
I think he got smuggled out, and the reason I think that, again, goes back to those dead man switches, because yeah. I'm sure that through his lawyers, Epstein just put out the word, you know, I have got copies of all the videotapes of all of you having sex with underage kids, you know, if anything happens to me, they'll be immediately flooded onto the internet, and there'll be no getting it all back. The only way that you're going to be rid of me so that I don't testify in court about what's been going on in my house is you have to get me out of this prison. It was a prison break, plain and simple. And sure. A lot of people were involved with it. And the idea that, you know, they're saying the FBI is studying why these cameras may have malfunctioned. Yeah, look for a cut wire or look for some software changes to the thing. But those for both cameras that had a view into that cell to have failed at the same time, I'm sorry, that is just beyond the realm of possibility.
No, and if they did, like I said, the shift commander would have been on it immediately. Okay, you don't have a high profile inmate like that in there and just let something like that happen. Okay, like you said, it's either a prison break or he was murdered. I'm 50-50 on it. Either way. The Empire got what it wanted. Israel Mossad got what it wanted. And the people who are, I believe, I'd say about 50% of the Congress are probably pedophiles, maybe even blackmailed by him. And I'd say probably the entire royal family, which isn't hard, since the royal family is known to be a bunch of pedophiles. And going back to at the time of, what's the guy's name? Ivan the Terrible, who evidently is related to the British royal family in some way. You know?
Yeah.
So nothing was surprising, Mike. It really doesn't. You know, like I said, it's just a shame. We need to do something in this country. We need to take this country back, make it a constitutional republic again, end the empire, take the money away from the military industrial complex, stop supporting this murderous little country in the Middle East. Okay? It's nothing but trouble for us. And take care of this country. People in this country. All right, Mike, that's all I got to say. You, by the way, you have
all right, thanks an awful, yeah, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Over in Illinois, apparently they just passed a bill that limits warrantless location tracking, and basically the governor, J.B. Pritzak, signed this bill that expands a state law barring warrantless location tracking to include historical location data. And it's basically privacy protection for the people of Illinois. And, of course, the federal surveillance state is out there screaming, no, 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 no. We have to have access to that information. You know, these people from Illinois, they could all be terrorists. They could all be ISIS. After all, ISIS and Illinois begin with I, and therefore we need all of this data. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Rick in South Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hanging in.
Can you hear me? I wanted to make a comment about the Epstein. I have a little bit of a different take, very similar to what you're talking about. And, you know, if you look at the fact that he is definitely connected to Mossad and that
yes.
perhaps Maxwell's daughter is involved with the Mossad as well and is probably his handler. They always have a handler, you know, when you're in the
yes.
Secret Service, right? And so, therefore, you know, after the fiasco where he got caught in Florida, you would have thought that they had years to plan what to do to prevent another scenario where he might get dragged before the courts. So, of course, the best thing is the witness protection program where people enter it usually by faking a death, you know, so that way
yes.
everybody believes they're dead and then they can continue their life under a new pseudonym and then, you know, everything's hunky-dory. Now, I think that the Mossad, you've got to understand, they know everybody in America, anybody with influence, particularly on the Democratic side and the Clinton side, and to
yes.
think for a second that Epstein and the Mossad didn't know that the New York's what the Southern District of New York's Justice Department was after them would be really foolish. So of course they knew that, and he just didn't happen to fly in there unknowingly and suddenly get snapped. I don't buy that for a second. I think that this was all planned, and they had to stage his death. And so they set it up so that he would, you know, supposedly be nabbed, supposedly get, incarcerated there in New York, and then, miraculously, you know, commit suicide. That was their plan all along. So I don't believe he was ever in New York. I believe it was a double to make it look like him. And then all they had to do was stage the suicide. And to do that, they had to knock out the cameras because it was fake. So if it wasn't fake,
okay, well,
the cameras would...
Yeah, let me cut in here a little bit here because I always favor Occam's razor. Given multiple theories, the simplest one tends to be true. And the problem I have with your theory is why go through the trouble of setting up, a phony arrest at the airport and all this negative publicity that's going to draw attention to what's going on, as opposed to if you want Epstein to be conveniently dead so he can go into witness protection, you know, fake a car accident or something. There are much easier ways to do it that don't attract attention. The way Epstein was arrested at the airport and the salaciousness of the charges attracted way too much attention. And I think the Southern District of New York, the prosecutor, was legitimately doing his job and just managed to keep this all secret until the arrest was actually made. That's the simplest and best explanation.
Well, I would just counter that by saying this. Okay, what if, say, the White Hats were involved with this, right? So what if they worked out a deal where they said, okay, we're going to bring down a lot of these pedophiles. Well, what if, because that's what they set out to begin with, you know, to get dirt on people and then use it for blackmail. But what if they decided to, say, come clean, and then they said, okay, we're going to bring down these pedophiles. So what we'll do is, we'll stage his arrest and everybody. We'll keep the heat on all the people who are going to be convicted in the future, and we'll try to make them trigger, you know, some maybe attempted murder of him in jail, you know, so they can put the heat on them on purpose for several weeks. And so if they would have done that this way, the high publicity, everybody who's guilty, there's probably hundreds of them, you know, the elite in Hollywood and a lot of politicians in D.C. and all over the place and, you know, all kinds of people. And so this would have put the fear of God in them, and then they would force them to make mistakes. And so what they would do is be watching all these people that they have on this black book, you know, that he's got, and they would watch them to look to see if they would make mistakes. And say, for instance, they noticed that there was $20 million being transferred out of the, you know, the Clinton fund. And so perhaps if it's a White Hat scenario, I could see that happening. They would want to have a very high public, you know, and if he's in the witness protection program for the White Hat, I would say, yeah, that would make sense to make it a very high publicity stunt. Now, if it's the Black Hat's doing it, I would agree with you. Then I would say, yeah, a plane crash or a car accident out of the middle of nowhere.
Okay, well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one here because, again, I think the simplest explanation is going to be the correct one. I know it's fun to start with a theory and embellish and add detail and say, well, maybe we could have this as well, and this was happening over here. Well, this was – no, KISS, K-I-S-S, keep it simple. Stupid, and Occam's razor, and that's really the way to go. I think Epstein simply let it be known that if he went to trial, he would name names, and that he wanted to be sprung, and that he had dead man switches all set to go if anything did happen to him in that prison cell. And I think basically Mossad, CIA, FBI, New York police, a lot of people got involved. A lot of people got very rich here. What's really going to be interesting is looking at the people who are involved in the Epstein case and see who gets promoted in the near future. Because if you remember during the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the officer who was in charge of Dallas PD security for John F. Kennedy eventually became chief of police of Dallas. And the man accused of allowing, Jack Ruby into the basement of the police station to shoot Lee Oswald was eventually promoted to chief of police of Midlothian, Texas. So we're going to be looking at that situation.
Edgar Huber.
Okay, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for our last commercial break. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program on this, my 67th birthday. We're still keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian. It's in that large stretch of open water There's no land mass in there to try and take strength away from it. There's a lot of heat in that water from which it is going to build up. And all we can do is just basically sit back and watch what happens. But again, if you are in my radio audience and you are along that Florida coast, well, first of all, turn off the radio and get out of there. Get inland, get to high ground, get your emergency supplies together. Do not take this for granted. This is going to be a bad one here. And they're already saying it's expected that as soon as it does hit the Florida panhandle, the hurricane will lose strength but slow down, which means it's going to dump a huge amount of rain, leading to more flooding. And as of the last report, the center of the predicted storm track has shifted now somewhat south. And so I hope they're getting everything battened down there at the Kennedy Launch Center, as I know that vehicle assembly building was built to withstand a hurricane, but I don't think it's Cat 4. So we'll see what happens there. All righty. Now, we're all used to our credit scores. You can see TV commercials where you can sign up for credit reporting scores and find out how good your credit is. But apparently there is a new one, and it's similar to China's social credit system. And this article over in Activist Post is talking about how Americans are unable to transact business, not because they have a bad credit score, but because their security score. Apparently, there are now companies out here in the United States that are rating us all for security. And apparently, there's this one lady went to a Western Union outlet in Maryland to send $100 to a friend abroad. Western Union refused and said that she needed to provide validation of the source of income, the purpose of sending or receiving the funds, and the relationship to the counterparty. And apparently there was a long correspondence ensued. Western Union kept referring to the USA Patriot Act and to a privacy a private policy. And when asked to explain the private policy, Western Union said, "It's private, and we don't have to explain. We cannot provide specific details about why your transaction was declined for legal and proprietary reasons." In other words, they can simply say, "We refuse to do business with you, and we don't have to tell you why." Well, I know why you're refusing to do business with me, because I'm a gay transgender pole vaulter, and I'm going to sue. This really is just insane. All right, there's the music. Time for me and Claire to get on out of here and get some stuff done this afternoon here. This is our next to last day here on the island of Oahu. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. They really need it. And we'll be back tomorrow, Friday. So aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.